recreational. Mr. Chairman?
I talked to the county board today about this also, and we had it put on the agenda so you could be aware of what's going on. We would obviously value your opinion about what I'm about to tell you. We were approached by a gentleman meeting the county board here last week, and I met with him. His name is Warren Hubbard. He's from out of state. He and his business partner and company have been looking at this area and feel that it's a good area for them to move in their ag business. So they want to construct a hangar. They want to construct all the environmental, or EPA, State of Illinois Department of Agricultural permanent facilities so they can not only spray crops, but they have other products that they take care of over the year that have to do with agriculture. Treatment of soil, all kinds of other things that I don't understand. I'm not a farmer. But they have other products that they would like to introduce this area that are used out west and down south. So he would like a long-term lease, all negotiable. Just to kind of give you an outline, a long-term lease, wants to build his own building, wants to put in all the environmental things that are necessary and required by the federal and state governments so that they can pass muster. And he wants to have a location that's convenient to the runways that he can move off and on quickly. He's willing to negotiate with the board and the county if there's desire and interest in having him come in and do this at our airport. Let's see. Carl, what am I?
He's talked with Mills.
Yes, he has talked to Mills. I think he inadvertently met you, Dale, and he has been around the community. He wanted to find out if he was going to be stepping on anybody's toes. I think that's why he went out and talked to Peg and Jim. And obviously, we need to go back and talk to them also. But this seems to be something that I found that the board, county board, seemed to be interested. But we want thoughts from you folks as far as entering into negotiations, whether you think that's a good idea, and the proper use out here of the airport. Additionally, he wanted the name of an engineering firm, and we gave him Hansen's name. I also called Hansen's because obviously you can't just stick him or anybody just anywhere. There's restrictions on what can be used by the airport for different things as it relates to the flying safety and the use of the airport. So they say there are areas that are available that will work with us if we have an interest in negotiating with him, and then proceed to identify those areas. And, you know, everything's pretty much up for negotiations at this point. It's just, is there a desire here to move forward? And if so, then we'll pass that on to the board and then go from there.
Did he talk any sort of jobs or anything that this would bring in or available?
We did not talk jobs. I see this exercise as a one or two plane type of venture. So I don't know exactly. Obviously, we talked about several things that he was interested in, but they're negotiating points, quite frankly. No, I don't have an answer there. You know, I would assume there would be a couple of people, but I don't know beyond that
I don't think anything brings business and operations to the airport, is it?
Can we assume this is a year-round business?
No. He did make the comment whether he would be operating this business a majority of the year, but he was looking forward to going to Florida in the dead of winter.
So it's seasonal.
Yeah, but I think if, you know, spring, I gathered from the way spring, summer, and fall.
The best.
Well, again, he's got some products. He talked about the aflatoxins, that they can treat the soil that produces an antigen to the aflatoxins that beat it before it ever gets to the plants.
You said anything to do with covered seed?
No, absolutely not. They're not from the area. Okay?
He implied that maybe down the road some mechanic work would be of interest to do if they had the facility. And that would be direct competition to Mills, but that's not what Mills is looking at here. That's what he does at Terre Haute.
Right.
So it's not really direct competition other than the actual spraying over the field.
So he was adamant about having his own facility. I mean, it's absolutely adamant that they weren't interested in anybody. They wanted to build their own.
Do you have an API here?
You talk generalities, I can't tell you.
But it's premature to assume that he's by failure?
His corporation buys thousands, tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And he doesn't mind, just like the other folks, paying the power fee.
Okay.
All right? That we didn't discuss. But again, those are all negotiable. Nancy took last Thursday, maybe totally divergent from the one he takes. Provincial. And quite frankly, you know, I've only talked to this guy a few times, met him once, and you know, we may go, we're interested, and he may, you know, he may change his mind, or we just don't know. But I do know that, you know, we've tried to play it up and say, well, we're happy to meet him, and we're going to look into this, and I gave him what we're going to do this week, so that he hopefully was impressed by our earnest in approaching him, so...
I think you asked something about length of lease. I think 25 years is pretty standard.
Well, and that's fine.
Yeah, and that's all. That's what I'll be negotiated by attorney.
He did mention at the end of the lease that it becomes ours. Right. I mean, I understand that. So, wasn't interested in any of our facilities. He wants to put in.
How old guy is he?
I'm guessing he's about 60.
I agree.
He is a pilot. He flies 47s all over the earth. So, and they've got DOD contracts and all that stuff. You looked him up and
CH-47.
Somebody could get off social media and the internet. Good.
The guy was decent. I mean, he was good to talk to. He felt right. You can't know for sure, but
yeah. I'd say nothing said here is binding. I mean,
no,
you can't bind anybody to a contract, but I'd say, yeah, absolutely, go ahead and go for it.
I think that's what we're here. The board is interested in if you think it's a good idea to pursue.
Yeah,
I think it ought to be a complimentary business here. I think it would be. It'll be competitive at a certain time of the year, but there's more business than one or two guys can do in that window.
Well, they've studied this area heavily.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been out here sometimes during the peak, and there's no room on the tarmac for crop dusting.
Is there anybody that just doesn't feel right about this?
We'll
inform the board then.
Agreed?
Yes. And I will be available, pick up the phone, and I'll tell you what's left as soon as I know.